Now, U.S. President Barack Obama has rejected allegations that Washington had prior knowledge about last Friday's coup in Turkey.
Any reports that we had any previous knowledge of a coup attempt, that there was any U.S. involvement in it, that we were anything other than entirely supportive of Turkish democracy, are completely false, unequivocally false.
Obama said that Turkey's request for the extradition of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who's blamed by Ankara for the coup, would be handled in accordance with U.S. law. He also demanded that Ankara provide Washington with evidence showing Gulen's involvement behind the military revolt. The U.S. president reaffirmed his country's strong support for the Turkish government and deplored the coup attempt that left nearly 300 people dead. Now we're going to swing over to Atlanta, where we're joined by Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today. Nice to have you on the program, Mr. Dean. Now, why do you think this accusation against the U.S. was leveled?
Well, I think we're seeing some little post-coup theater going on here, actually by both sides. We know Erdogan was going to, he certainly is shown he was going to go after the Gulen network as the scapegoat, and possibly, of course, involved to some degree, may not have organized it, but certainly Gulen has supporters, and he might have had some in the military that were involved with this coup. It's a whole nother thing to say that he actually ran the coup operation. So Erdogan's just kind of milking this. He also knows that, you know, you can't make demands to have people extradited immediately. No country is going to abrogate their normal, very formal extradition procedures. And of course, Erdogan's not really put any proof on the table that he's got any intercepts or any secret testimony that he's willing to make available. But then on the other hand, the idea that these the Air Force, the key part of the Air Force, Coupmeisters involved in this, were from the Incirlik Air Base, and that the U.S., with all of its sophisticated surveillance, and particularly around facilities that have tactical nuclear weapons, did not pick up on that these Air Force people were flying out of Incirlik. The tanker that was refueling the F-16s that were involved came from there. That's really a stretch for the U.S. to say we didn't know anything about this. So both sides are kind of playing a little theater here.
And this kind of row between Turkey and the U.S., what do you think, what kind of effect do you think it'll have on the relations long term between Ankara and Washington?
Theater never has a long-term effect. It's basically just done for the public and to gear up domestic support. So this is going to blow over. The U.S.'s relations, and particularly with NATO and key things, are too strategic to let something like this is not going to really have any effect whatsoever. But the key thing more so is going to be with Europe, because Europe has been more outspoken about if there's a really broad crackdown that does not follow the rule of law, that's going to have a major effect with European diplomatic relations. And I think that's a much bigger likelihood.
Well, you know, in that soundbite, Obama did say that we're going to do everything we can, meaning the U.S., to protect democracy in Turkey. What if there are forces in Washington that don't believe Erdogan is a true protector of democracy in Turkey?
That's certainly the case. I mean, he's been undermining. Everybody knows he's just been eliminating his opposition, cracking down on the press. And of course, the U.S. is a bad joke to claim that it's a protector of democracy, because it's been backing color revolutions and overthrowing regimes that are not subservient to U.S. interests for as far back as we can remember. So that's a really tired joke for Obama to be using in July of 2016.
Thank you, Mr. Jim W. Dean, for your contribution to the program, sir. That was Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, joining us out of Atlanta.